All right, so we're doing the sugya of Shini Makom, but we did it a few months ago, but now looking at it again, we felt we didn't do an appropriate job regarding the opinions of the Rashbam and the Rush, and also we hadn't taken up at that time the question of Bracha Achrona, Lemafreya. So we're just going to review what we said now. It's on Kuf Amud Beis. So the Gemara is talking about a case, last three lines, where they made Kiddush and Shul. And we're going to get right to the area of Shini Makom, so we're not going to worry about the sugi of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, which is part of Rav's opinion. But simply, Rav holds that you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So therefore, the Kiddush that you make in Shul, you're really Yotze. And in fact, not only are you Yotze, but you answered Amen, of course, and you drank from the Yayin when you were in Shul. Now you're going home and you're going to have your Shabbos meal at home. So Rav says, Yide Yayin lo Yatsu. You're not Yotze Yayin. So what does it mean you're not Yotze Yayin? So the Rashbam explains, last Rashbam on the Daf, on Kuf Amud Beis. Yide Yayin lo Yatsu, Shem Yeshlam Yayin Bevesam. Lishtos chayovin levarich bar priagafen sheinam peturim bebirkas hakos shel shias yayin sheshasu beveis haknesses meacher sheakru mimkoman da havalei hesach hadas v'tzarech levarich. So he says that if they have yayin at home, they have to make another bar priagafen. Why? Because they're not potter with the bracha that they heard in shul, even though they drank. Why? Because they were oker mekomam. And dahavale hesachadas, and that's considered hesachadas, and therefore they need a new bracha. Okay, fine. Now the opposing shita is Rabbi Yochanan, which is on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, towards the end of that daf. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, last three lines, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af yidei yayin nami yatsu, even yayin you yotze. So the Rashbam explains, hachi garsinan. Rabbi Yochanan Omar af yidei yayin nami yatsu. Shein tzarech lachzor levarech al yayin shebesoch ha-suda, sherei lo esiach daito b'yitziyasam b'beis ha-knesses. You don't have to make another bracha when you go home, because there was no hesach hadas when you left shul. Shadayin daito lechol v'lishtos b'beiso, because his das is to eat and drink when he gets home. So the question is, what is the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? And we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan's facts are correct. That in fact, if you'd interview the guy, he would tell you that, of course he has das to drink more wine and to eat when he gets home. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. So there's no hescha das. So if that's the case, what's Rav Shita altogether? Rav says that Akiras Makom is hescha das. But Rabbi Yochanan says very well, there is no hescha das. He knows very well he's going to eat when he gets home. So the question is how to define that machlokas. Well, I'll just mention that when we originally approached this Gemara, we were exactly bothered by that, and that caused us to really ignore the fact that the Rashbam learns that the whole area is about hesach hadas. We kind of discounted the seriousness of hesach hadas and defined the machlokas basically ignoring that fact. But we're not going to do that, and there's good reason, because you'll see that the Rashbam and the Rush, because it's an idea of Hesach Hadas, it affects how they look at the question of Bracha Achrona L'Mafreya, which is what really caused me to look over the sugya. So the question is, what's the Machlokas? How could you have a Machlokas, whether it's Hesach Hadas? Rabbi Yochanan's correct. So the question is, what's the Machlokas? Okay? So what we said was that according to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the bracha is matir the ochel, meaning the bracha goes specifically on the ochel. It relates to the object of ochel. That's what the bracha is matir, and that's all the bracha is chal upon. It's a chal upon on that object of food. Period. End of story. There's no greater entities to talk about. No greater chefta to talk about. It simply goes on ochel, as we all understand what a bracha rishonah does. But the question they have is like this. You see, what Rav holds is that even though the bracha goes on the ochel, but now when you eat, the question is, what role does makom play? And Rav holds that the halacha has imported the concept that really exists in the world about makom and food, and has imported it into a halachic category. That now it is a real factor in halacha, which means the following: that Rav holds that makom does give a certain quality and character to achila. It does modify the achila. And therefore, what Rav holds is like this, that it, since makom gives a certain quality and character to achila, if you leave a certain place, then in fact you are being mesiach das from that achila. In other words, from that achila, meaning that achila that is modified by and characterized by makom, that in fact, that achila you are abandoning. By the fact that you're getting up and walking out shows, by definition, that you are abandoning that achila. You can't have that achila in any other place. I don't care if you walk with the same apple in your hand, but you're abandoning that achila of the apple. So there is, it's Havalei Hesach Hadas, you are being Nisiach Das from that specific achila that has that character and quality because of where it's being eaten. So that's what Rav holds. So Rav holds that by definition, it's Hesach Hadas from that achila, and therefore that is why you're going to need a new bracha. You're going to need a new bracha Rishona. But Rabbi Yochanan holds no. See, Rabbi Yochanan's argument is that Sharei lo isiach daita b'yitzias v'esa k'nesha dain daita lecho v'lishtos b'vesa. See, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halacha does not recognize the modification that makom makes. In other words, bracha simply is chal on the ochel, it's matir the ochel to be eaten, and that's it. And hesach hadas is simply measured insofar as the gavra and that ochel. That's how it's measured. So if you have in mind that you're going to continue eating this apple, or you're going to continue drinking this yayin somewhere else, so in fact you were never mesiach das from that specific object. You see, makom doesn't play a role in the halachic considerations. It's simply brachas chal on the food, and that's it. The halacha did not recognize and did not import the character of makom and the role of makom that it plays on achila. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and therefore it's limited to a classic hesach hadas, namely your specific das for that eating of that food. So as long as you have in mind you continue eating that food, there is no, in fact, hesach hadas. That's the machlokas. Okay, it's not a machlokas in metzias at all. Can't be. But it's a machlokas in how the halacha views whether or not it views the character and quality that makom lends to achila. That's the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Now, okay, having said that, hold on 1 second. Now we come to another question. And that is that when in fact it is considered shini makom, okay, and that now that brings us to another machlokas in Amoraim, okay, that's on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. All right, as I said, we did this sugya already a few months ago, so we've already, you know, taped the facts and some of the svaras there. So I'm not going to review that now. But if you do the sugi on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, you'll know that there's a machlokas, Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. Okay? And basically, put it simply, that according to Rav Chista, Shini Makom, the rule, in other words, we really hold Shini Makom is a factor. In other words, Makom is a factor. But we hold it only plays a practical role in certain foods. Namely, foods that do not require their bracha achrona in the place that you ate them. Things, and there's things that like are not kfias, like water, fruit, vegetables, meat, pretty much anything that you make a shahakal and hadama, but more importantly, I should say, things that you don't make a me'in sheva or berchus hamazon. That's probably the easiest way to think about it. Okay? Although Tosis limits it even not to mizonos, just to bread, actually. But anyhow, all right, again, I don't want to go through that again, that area. But the point is that, according to Rav Chisda, only certain foods require shini, shini makom plays a role, and then you do need a new bracha. Okay? Now, it's interesting that if you take a look at the Rashbam and the Rashi, and especially the Rush who makes a whole major point of this, you will see that when there is a problem of shini makom, it's only an issue insofar as bracha rishona. It's only bracha rishona that you're really worried about. Okay? As the Rashbam says in the Divrei HaMaschil, B'dvarim shein antunim bracha achareyam bimkoman, he says, "Kigo mayim opeiro, shein antunim bracha chashuva v'fnei atzman, ela bari nefashos rabos." Like water, fruits, things like that. Hilchach ain't tzarich levarich b'mkomen achareyen. Devadai kevet amad v'halach b'makom acher. Amidaso zui gemar sudaso. Okay, so he holds that getting up and leaving is considered hesachadas. Okay, that's it. It's considered hesachadas, just like the opinion of Rav. Okay, albeit modified for certain foods. Okay, but now he says v'hach suda achritihi. And now this other eating that you're doing in a new place is considered another meal. V'tzarech levarech betchila. And therefore you need a new bracha rishona. Notice he does not say you need a bracha achrona for what you ate. Okay? And in fact, it's the Rush who makes a very big point to this. We'll come back to it in a minute, a little bit more in depth. But just to make the point, one second. The Rush is Os Vav. In Os Vav in Arvei Psachim, on Kuf Lamed Aleph in a standard Gemara, he says, it's the last three lines, right hand column. V'had amrin and shini makom tzarech levarach, haino bracha rishona lahaba. Aval bracha achrona lamafreya, ain't tzarech levarach. The shini makom hava kehesachadas. Because shini makom is tantamount to hesachadas. And then he proves, v'amrinim perakol abasar, da 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 da, that hesachadas never demands a new bracha. Never demands a bracha achrona. So if I'm eating an apple in place A, and I leave place A and go to place B, I can make one bari nefashos that will cover place A and place B. But when I get to place B, I do need a new bracha rishona. Or let's assume even if I left place A, went outside to the street to talk to my friend, came back inside my house, I would need a new bracha rishona to continue eating. But it would be good to have one bracha achrona for, so to speak, those two eatings. Okay? But as the Rush says very clearly, why? Because it's a concept of Hesachadas. And we don't see that Hesachadas demands a bracha lamafreya on what you ate. Even if you have Hesachadas, like in the middle of a meal or whatever, you only need a new bracha rishona to continue eating. But not a bracha achrona for what you did already, and you are mesiach das from. Okay? Which we're going to try to explain. But anyhow, you see that's their shita. Okay? However, the Rambam and the Machaber Paskin is basically word for word like the Rambam. They happen to hold like Rav Sheshes actually, which is that shini makom is by every kind of food. It's like Rav Sheshes basically held like Rav. It's classic. I mean, just any kind of shini makom, boom, you need a new bracha. But they learn that you need a bracha lamafreya and a bracha rishona. Okay, so that requires explanation. Okay, so I'll just quickly, I mean, we mentioned this svara the first time we learned. I'll just mention it again now, because it'll explain why they need a bracha lamafreya. What we said is like this. We said that according to the Rambam and the Machaber, they don't learn that shini makom is an idea of hesachadas. It has nothing to do with hesachadas. Okay, it's a separate idea. And that is that Rav held that bracha is not chal, is not matir, simply the food. But rather, it's not just the chefetz of the food, the object of the food. But really, there's a certain chefetz shel achila. There's a certain entity and unit of achila that exists. And achila includes makom. In other words, the bracha is chal on that entity of achila, which includes the food and the makom. It's a certain, if you want to be less definitional, or definitive, I'm not sure what the word is, you would say it's matir, the ecstatic experience of eating. Okay, but it's a little more descriptive. It's the chafza shel achila that it's being matir. So therefore, according to Rav, the minute you change places, by definition, you need a bracha. Because now you ended that entity of achila that the bracha was by being matir. You see? And since you're also ending that entity of achila, right? And it's nothing to do with the category of heschadas. That's why also you need a bracha l'mafreya. The mere fact that you left that place means that that's it. That's it. It's gemar suda. It's over. It's completely done. You see, it's been ended, and that's why you need a bracha l'mafreya according to them. It's not an idea of heschadas. It's an idea of what the bracha rishona goes on. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan argued, and Rabbi Yochanan held, according to them, that no, the bracha is only chal on the object, on the specific, on the chafetz of the food. You see? So that's why he held that if you have das to eat it somewhere else, are you meaning that you had not only das to eat it somewhere, that you had das to keep on eating it, then of course, that's it. Since mashini makam doesn't play a role, it's not part of the bracha, now you're just dealing with the usual question of hesach das. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan said there's no problem of changing place. Okay? So that explains, again, I'm not getting into the machlokas Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. That we've already dealt with a few months ago, so you'll have to listen to those shiurim. But now at least we understand the Rambam Shita and the Machaber Shita in its entirety, that why it needs a bracha l'mafreya. Because that entity of achila has ended. It has nothing to do with the sugya of Heschadas. Nothing. Nothing to do with those criteria. Those are different criteria. Ram talks about Heschadas too. Take a look at the Ram in Perek Dalet. You'll see. When he talks about Shini Makom, there's no talk about Heschadas. Heschadas comes after he talks about Shini Makom. Okay? It comes in afterwards. Okay? Should I put that down? Yeah. Second. Yeah, the Ram in Perek Dalet. So, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. Haya Ochel Vayezev Upasak Sudaso Vahalach Labayez Acher. Okay, he says, "Oshay Ochel the Karo Chaver leDaberimo v'Yatzel lePesach Beisel v'Chazer Holo v'Shina Makomo Tzarech leVarech leMafrei al Mashachol v'Chaz meVarech betchila Motzi v'Akach Yigmor Sudaso." Okay, he says. Then he says, if you skip Dalid, which is a different issue about Chaverim, the way you kept the meal, some people left, some people stayed. We're not getting into that now. And then if you take a look in Halacha Hey, V'chein am yumasubin b'shiyo lechol peros. Shekol ha... Okay, no, it's not only a thing of kfias, but even peros. He says, Shekol ha-mishane mekomo hare posak achiloso u'lefikach mevarech l'mafrei al masha ochol v'choz mevarech shniya lechatchil al mashu tzarech lechol. Okay, it's very clear, his formulation. The Mishini Makom is Pisuk Achilaso. It's the end of it. It's done. And that Lafikach, and that's why you have to make a Bracha L'mafreya. Because you ended that entity. You see? Then he has it later in Halacha Zayin. Then he first has Gamar Belibo Melecho L'melishtos Vachach Nimlach Lecho L'lishtos Afal Pishalo Shina Makomo. Okay? Choser Mavarech. Okay? Vimlo gamar believe. See, that's when he takes up Pesach Hadas. Pesach Hadas is afterwards. That's Halacha Zayin. Okay? Okay, so that's the Rambam and the Mechaber's Shita. Okay? The Rambam and the Mechaber are most machmir, but they're also the simplest to remember. All foods, Shini Makom's a problem. According to the Rambam, you don't want to be moving around too much. Okay? And that's it. That's the Rambam and the Mechaber. Okay? But we saw that the Rush holds very differently, and it seems so does Rashi and the Rashbam, because they only mention Mevorech B'tchila. They never say Mevorech L'mafrei al Mashachal. And the Rush clearly says it in any case. Okay? So the question is, so according to them, when you do have... they happen to also paskin like Rav Chista. Okay? They don't hold like Rav Sheshes. So it's doubly complicated. Okay? First of all, it's only certain foods that Shini Makom's a problem. Okay? Other foods, although, like for instance, if you're eating bread, although you're not allowed to leave your Makom, you're not allowed to, but if you do, if you go outside and talk to your friend in the street, and you come back inside, they hold that you don't need a new Bracha Rishona. You shouldn't have left, but it doesn't require, that's like Rav Chista. That's Rav Chista Shita. So they hold it only applies to other foods, first of all, and when it does apply to other foods, it's only a Bracha Rishona that it engenders, not the Bracha Achrona. So the question is, why? So, if you take a look, the Rush in Chulin, he took this question up in Kisi Adam. It happens to be the Sugya Kisi Adam, a difficult Sugya, but that's where the Sugya really, that's where the Gemara really defines the whole area of Hesach Hadas. Very, very, very important sugya, but very, very difficult. Difficult. Hesach Hadas is a hard thing to sometimes define. So, the Rush in Kisi Adam, that's Perek Vav, in Chulin, Os, give me a second here. Nope, I'm Gita Nusha ready. Os Hey. Okay, so I'm just going to read the main points, but really it's the whole hay that you should read. So he says like this: Alma, Hesach Hadas Zokeko LeBracha Rishona Imrotza Lechol Olishtos Lefi Shekvar Nistalka Bracha Rishona Keshe Siach Daito Melechol Olishtos. He says what you see from all these different Gemaras he quoted is that Hesach Hadas only demands of him that he make a Bracha Rishona. Why? Because the Bracha Rishona has been removed, has been lost, when he has Hesach Hadas. Aval ein Hesach Hadas mazkiko levarech al masha achol. But Hesach Hadas does not demand of him to make a bracha on what he ate. Vishasa, kodam sha'a yochal v'yishta pamacheres, before he eats and drinks the second time. The mainaf kamina b'zeim yochal pamacheres yivarech b'chas amazon al shtei sudos. Okay? He says, what's the nafkamina? What's the difference? If he eats a second time, another time, and he makes one birchas hamazon for both, the lo matzina sheish chashash hafsek ben maisa lebracha achrona. Okay, that's important idea, that because we don't find there's any concern about a hafsek, an interruption when it comes to the act of eating and the bracha achrona, rak ben bracha rishona lemaisa chashu lehafsek. It's only by bracha rishona that you can't have a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. Kigon bein etilas yadayim b'brichas hamotzi l'achila. Aval acha achila, but after eating, kol zman shein ro'ev, me'osa achila, matzi levarech. Okay? That's basically the thrust of his argument. Okay? So that's the basic question. The basic question is that the Rush's argument is that even though there's hesach hadas, but there's never a chiyuv to make a bracha achrona. Hesach Hadas is only demands, only ton, is only mazkiko to a bracha rishona, to a new bracha rishona. Okay, so the question is, but why is that? Why? What is the logic of that? Why don't you say he was mesiach das? So that's the end of that meal. That's what Hesach Hadas means. It's over. Okay. That's the question that really needs to be answered. What's the logic that Hesach Hadas? Okay, I understand Hesach Hadas certainly makes a new bracha rishona, but why should it also demand a new bracha achrona? Okay. All right, the Rush really kind of gives it away, but you have to define it. The answer is that you see you're dealing in two different worlds. In bracha rishona, you're dealing with a matir. And since you're dealing with a matir, you can't have an interruption between the matir and the activity that it's allowing you to do. Whether it's achila, netila, putting on tefillin, I don't know, whatever it is. Okay? When you have a bracha rishona, you can't have a hesek. Okay? But especially by food. It's a matir. Okay? So therefore, you can't have any kind of an interruption. Okay? But you see, bracha achrona is a different category. Bracha Achrona is, of course, not a matir. Bracha Achrona is measured insofar as the framework of Sviya. You see, that as long as he's not Ra'ev, Me'osa Achila, you see, as long he still has the effects of that Achila, there's still an affect in the Gavra from that Achila, he's allowed to make a Bracha Achrona. So the framework, since it's measured in terms of Sviya, the framework of Hesach Hadas plays no role. Hesach Hadas is they can't be a measure, cannot be a factor, because the framework is Sviya. Do you have an affect? Is it affecting you, that Achila? And as long as it is, you're related to that Achila, and you can make a Bracha Achrona. What do I care if you had Hesach Hadas? Hesach Hadas is not a criteria. It's simply not a criteria. It has no logical relationship to that framework. In a matir, it does. You're being matir something. You want this to happen. This you can do this activity. Well, now if you may see achdas, that ends the matir. But over here, it's in terms of sviya. So hesach adas plays no role. So that's why it's very good. So since they learned the whole sugya of shini makom as hesach adas, as the category of hesach adas, so therefore they learn that it's not a issue of a bracha achrona. Since the framework of a bracha achrona is the framework of sviya, and that's exactly what the Rush says. So that's why it's never demands of him a bracha achrona shini makom. And what's the problem? What's the problem? So we had to make a new bracha rishona because of hesach hadas. So big deal. So that's not a problem. So, but insofar as the bracha achrona can relate to these two eatings that took place with two different bracha rishonas. What's the problem? It'll absolve you of your obligation to give Shevach Vodah for these achilas that you did. It's no problem at all. So that's the sheet of the Rush and the Rashbam. That's the way, as we'll see when we look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's the way we hold. Yeah, let's take a look now. So let's take a look at the Ramah in Kuf Ayin Ches. The Ramah in Kuf Ayin Ches. Yeah, you see? Yeah. Yeah, you see, if you look in Kuf Ayin Ches, so he starts off, the Mechaber starts, Haya Ochel Bayezel, Pasuk Sudaso, V'Halach L'Bayez Acher. Alright, you'll read it. It's exactly what the Rambam said. Okay, word for word. Okay? And then he continues in Beis. Okay? He says, Ivim lo inichusham adam kishahim yotzim tzrichem brachalam afreya ukishahim chozim tzrichem brachalam chathila. Okay? So they need a bracha l'mafreya because they're going to be oker makomo, they're going to do shini makom, and they're going to need a new bracha rishon as well. Okay? And he goes on and on about this. Okay? Now take a look. There's a big ramah there in Sif Beis. So the ramah says, Hega, v'yesh cholkim b'chol ma shekasev b'simen zeh. They argue with everything that's written in this simen. Rak sovrim sheshini makom eino ela kehesach hadas. You see? So the Ramah lets you know that according to Rambam, it's not Hesach Hadas. The Mechaber, it's not an idea of Hesach Hadas. Rak sovrim sheshini makom eino ela kehesach hadas. You see, he knew very well that according to the Mechaber, that's not the category. V'lachein em shina makomo l'makom acher ein tzarech levarech ela lifnei masha rotza lechol aval lo al masha kvar achol. And he has in parentheses there, Tosus, Rashbam, Rush, Mordechai, Tour. Okay? So you don't need a bracha achrona. You only need a bracha rishona. V'dafka shelo iniach mitzvahs chaverim besuda. V'achol midvarim shenin tzrichem bracha b'mkoman. Okay, yeah, this is only if what? You didn't leave anyone there. And you're eating things that don't require a bracha achrona b'mkoman. Again, like fruits, vegetables, water, things like that. That's where shini makom's a problem for us. Okay? Aval miniach mitzvahs chaverim afil lo iniach v'achol dvarim shetzrichem bracha b'mkoman. Afilo masherotza lechol achakach ein tzarach levarech. Okay, all right. Anyhow, I just wanted to show you. So that's the most central machlokas. Okay, is real. Well, there's two points to it. Okay, one is how you learn the sugya. What is the sugya about? According to Rambam, shini makom is its own concept. Because the bracha is chal on a certain entity of achila. Shini makom has nothing to do with hesach hadas. Two different worlds. Okay, but according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz here, it's completely about Heschadas. So that's the first main issue on how you learn the sugya. And then, with once you're in that world, now the question is, who do you paskin like? Do you paskin like Rav Sheshes or Rav Chisda? It happens to be the Rambam holds like Rav Sheshes, and this group holds like Rav Chisda. Of course, those two issues don't depend on each other. But now it comes out, because we paskin like Rav Chisda, so like he says, we're poleg on everything that's written in this. We first of all hold it's not Heschadas. I'm sorry, we hold it is Heschadas. And second of all, we paskin like Rav Chisda. So now it comes out that Shini Makom is relegated only to certain foods, and you only make a bracha rishona. Whereas according to Svardim, Shini Makom is all foods, and it affects both bracha chrona and bracha rishona. I mean, that is the major issue in Kufay and Ches. I mean, there are other issues, and maybe we'll take up a couple of them. We'll pick out a few points. I don't think I'm going to do every point. I mean, it's there's a lot of stuff here, a lot of practical stuff here. Very important siman to learn. So we'll just maybe pick out a couple of points. Okay. So that's basically the. That's basically what we wanted to say in the sugya. Okay? You know what I mean? Again, according to the Rambam, since Makom is part of the entity, and that's what the bracha is chal upon, that's it. It's a siluk. The suda is completely over. It's gone. It's completely over. It's finished. You destroyed it. It's not an idea of... See, if it's Heschadas, then it's different. If it's a concept of Heschadas, then it follows different criteria. You don't say when there's a Heschadas that the point is that there's, according to the Rambam, since it's a siluk seuda, you're chayiv in a bracha achrona. You're now chayiv in a bracha achrona. The siluk seuda demands a bracha achrona. That's what he's saying. In other words, if when you have a Heschadas, let's say you're in the middle of a meal and you have a Heschadas, you say, I'm not going to eat anymore. So that simply removes the matir of the bracha. Let's see. Yeah. See, according to the Rambam, if you say, Mickey said, Perek Dal Lach Aleph, he says, Shachach Levarech Perchas Amazon, V'nizkar, Kodem Shiyasachal Amazon Shebemeyav, Mevarech B'makom Shenizkar. V'mayam Mezid, Choslem Komo Mevarech. Okay. In other words, that's a shear, and it's really the conclusion of the meal demands Bracha Achrona. Now, how long do you have that? That's the shear. Ad shiyasachal mazon shebemeyav. That's shear sviya. It's true.